This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Rain-induced disasters claim at least 30 lives across the country, 21 people from Kathmandu Valley among dead, 42 people go missing in the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs all chief district officers in the country to carry out rescue and relief efforts amidst rain-induced disasters. And cross-border attacks continue after Israel reportedly targets Hezbollah leader in overnight strike. Now the news in detail. Incessant rain since Thursday night has severely disrupted daily life across the country. According to Nepal Police Central spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki, rain-induced disasters have claimed at least 30 lives in the country and 42 other people have gone missing. 21 people from the Kathmandu Valley are among those killed. Spokesperson Karki also reported that most roads have been blocked, causing widespread transportation issues. Over 180 incidents related to rain-induced disasters have been recorded nationwide. Nepal Police Central spokesperson Karki mentioned that the heavy rainfall is hampering rescue and relief efforts. However, authorities are working to restore the affected roads as soon as possible. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed all chief district officers in the country to carry out rescue and relief efforts amidst rain-induced disasters across the country. Prime Minister Oli, who is in New York to participate in the UN General Assembly, issued the instruction to all concerned authorities to save lives and properties of the people. He also called for assisting security agencies in the relief and rescue operations. Acting Prime Minister Ramesh Lekhak briefed the Prime Minister about the loss and damages across due to rain-induced disaster in the country via telephonic conversation. The Acting Prime Minister informed the Prime Minister that the rescue and relief teams of all security agencies have been deputed in full capacity with necessary resources. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says the government is serious about the rescue and relief of those who are at risk due to natural calamities. Speaking to the media after the emergency meeting of the Central Security Committee, the Home Minister said that the government is working seriously to rescue the people who are at risk. He urged all citizens to take precautions to avoid disaster. Home Minister Lekhak said that the government is serious about rescue, relief and treatment of the injured. He added that the government of Nepal is committed to rescuing, providing relief as shelter and rehabilitation. Landslide in Gopte Vira of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 4 has blocked the road section under Prithvi Raj Highway. The road remains completely blocked due to the landslide that occurred this morning. According to Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indradev Yadav, landslides have occurred in Mawa Kola, Dati Kola Panidhara and other areas in Ward No. 3 of the same rural municipality, which has led to the road blockage. Meanwhile, a section of Narayangad Mungling Highway has been caved in due to heavy rain at Naukilo. On the other hand, 30 houses have been swept away by rain-triggered flood at Sisneri Bazar of Indrasarovar Rural Municipality 3 in Makwanpur District. According to Sisneri Police Post in charge, Assistant Police Inspector Bhojraj Neopani, the flood has washed away police office building as well. The water level in various streams has increased up to caution level, heightening the risk of flood and inundation. Likewise, flood on Hewari Village has swept away a Bailey Bridge among the Mechi Highway following the incessant rainfall. Likewise, Mechi Highway has been completely obstructed, after which the road connectivity at Hilihang Rural Municipality and Yangwarak Rural Municipality of Patthar as well as Taplejung districts has been disconnected. Incessant rainfall over the past few days has caused water levels in rivers across Nepal to surge, posing significant flood risk. From Arun in Sankwa Sabha to Banaganga in Kapilbastu, many rivers have reached dangerous levels. With the increase in water level of the Saptakosi River that has reached danger level, all 56 sluice gates of the coastal barriers have been opened as the water level has reached above the danger mark. The water level in the river is being continuously monitored since the eastern region has been received very heavy rainfall for the past few days. Similarly, all the gates of Gandaki barriers at Triveni in East Nawalparasi have been opened after the water flow has increased. Meanwhile, the water level in the Kulekhani Dam has declined after the two gates of the dam were opened at 5 a.m. this morning. In the Kathmandu Valley, the Bagmati River at Kokana, Gauri Ghat and Balkhu has surpassed the danger threshold, while the Bishnumati and Dhobikhola rivers are also nearing critical levels. Continuous rain in the catchment areas is expected to exacerbate the situation. Authorities have urged residents to avoid unnecessary travel and remain cautious. The department has forecasted further heavy rain for the next 24 hours, particularly warning areas near rivers and low-lying settlements to be vigilant. In the presence of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, a memorandum of understanding was signed between Karnali Institute of Health Sciences, KIHS of Nepal and One Heart Worldwide, USA, to collaborate in maternal and child health sector. The signing ceremony was held in the presence of Prime Minister Oli, who arrived in Boston today from New York after attending the 79th UN General Assembly. According to the MOU, cooperation will be exchanged in rural health fellowship programs to contribute to maternal and child health through the institute. The agreement was signed by Dr. Christina on behalf of OHW USA and Dr. Mangal Rawal on behalf of KIHS. Similarly, an agreement has reached between Dhyana Yoga Foundation and the KIHS to establish a diabetes center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The air strikes continue into Saturday morning in southern Beirut. The BBC quoted an Israeli official saying Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was the target of Friday's strike on Beirut. Israel's military claims that a very accurate strike on Hezbollah headquarters were carried out earlier but did not state whether Nasrallah was the target. The Israeli military says that it is attacking targets in the Bekaa Valley this morning after detecting a rocket fired from Lebanon. On Friday, Lebanese officials said 6 people were killed and 91 injured in an airstrike, with local officials saying that nearly 800 people have been killed in Israeli strikes in Lebanon since Monday. At least 43 people have died and millions left without power on Friday as Hurricane Helene roared through the southeastern U.S. According to the BBC, officials continued daring rescues with both helicopters and large vehicles to help those stranded in flood waters, including about 50 workers and patients who crowded on the roof of a flooded Tinnis hospital. It was the most powerful storm on record to hit Florida's Big Bend and moved north into Georgia and the Carolinas after making landfall overnight on Thursday. Insurers and financial institutions say damage caused by the storm could run into the billions of dollars. The hurricane is the 14th most powerful to hit the U.S. since records began. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and at some places of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rain-induced disasters claim at least 30 lives across the country. 21 people from Kathmandu Valley among dead, 42 people go missing in the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs all chief district officers in the country to carry out rescue and relief efforts amidst rain-induced disasters, and cross-border attacks continue after Israel reportedly targets Hezbollah leader in overnight strike. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.